ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 36. I think you'll like this. In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about something you think will happen.
Using と思います。
I think that. The conversations between
Miu とお母さん。
Miu and her mother. This conversation takes place
電話かな？電話で話しています。
They're talking on the phone. Now, since they're mother and daughter, they'll be speaking
informal Japanese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
とうとう、明日は結婚式ね。
うん。ねえ、ママ、明日、雨が降ると思う？
ママは晴れると思う。大丈夫、大丈夫。ママは晴れ女。パパも晴れ男よ。
でも、私は雨女よ。春也も雨男。ねえ、ママは明日パパが結婚式に来ると思う？
出席すると思う。さっき結婚式用の靴を磨いてたわ。
そう、よかった。ねえママ、春也をどう思う？
最初は弱くて頼りない人だと思ったけど、今はとても強い人だと思う。いい人だと思うわ。大丈夫よ。心配しないで。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
とうとう。明日は結婚式ね。
うん。ねえ、ママ、明日雨が降ると思う？
ママは晴れると思う。大丈夫、大丈夫。ママは晴れ女。パパも晴れ男よ。
でも、私は雨女よ。春也も雨男。ねえ、ママは明日パパが結婚式に来ると思う？
出席すると思う。さっき結婚式用の靴を磨いてたわ。
そう、よかった。ねえ、ママ、春也をどう思う？
最初は弱くて頼りない人だと思ったけど、今はとても強い人だと思う。いい人だと思うわ。大丈夫よ。心配しないで。
今度は英語が入ります。
とうとう、明日は結婚式ね。
Finally, tomorrow is your wedding day.
うん。ねえ、ママ、明日雨が降ると思う？
Yeah.Mom, do you think it will rain tomorrow?
ママは晴れると思う。大丈夫、大丈夫。
I think it will be sunny tomorrow. It's going to be fine, sweetie.
ママは晴れ女。パパも晴れ男よ。
Remember, I'm Mrs. Sunshine and your father is Mr. Sunshine.
でも、私は雨女よ。春也も雨男。
But I'm Miss Rain and Haria is Mr. Rain.
ねえ、ママは明日パ パパが結婚式に来ると思う?
Mom, do you think Dad will come to the wedding tomorrow?
出席すると思う。
I think so.
さっき、結婚式用の靴を磨いてたわ。
I just saw him polishing his new wedding shoes.
そう、よかった。
Oh yeah? Good.
ねえ、ママ、ハルヤをどう思う?
Mom, what do you think of Haruya?
最初は弱くて頼りない人だと思ったけど。
At first I thought he was weak and unreliable.
今はとても強い人だと思う。
But now I think he's strong.
いい人だと思うわ。
I think he's a good man.
大丈夫よ。心配しないで。
It's all right. There's nothing to worry about.
Naomi sensei.
はい。
雨男、雨女、晴れ男、晴れ女。Are they common words?
うん、と思いますよ。
I think so. 雨 is rain and
男
is a man. So, 雨男 is rain man. The man who brings rain.
Well, yes, it's a very, Japanese thing.
え、ないんだ、英語では。
Well, actually, like, you know, a rainmaker, it sounds like something good.But in Japanese, it's something not good.
No, よくないですね。It's not good at all.
It's used to refer to somebody who brings the rain on a day that people want to have a picnic or do something outdoors.
そう、そうなの。私はね、雨女なんですよ。
So you're a rain bringer. You're a rain girl.
そう、いつも雨ですね。
So when everyone wants to do something fun outside and Naomi-san is invited, it rains.
そう。だから、don't invite me to the picnic or outside event.
So, yeah, so just to recap quick, this is a term used in a negative way to refer to somebody who's always present when it's raining and the weather's not so good.
そうですね。雨男、雨女。それから反対の言葉があります。
So if we have the bad, we have the good. What is the opposite of this?
晴れ男。それから晴れ女ですね。
Sunny boy and sunny girl?
そう。これはすごくポジティブコノテーション。
Now, these are words you can't find in a regular dictionary.
I couldn't find them in a dictionary.
ピーターさんは雨男、晴れ男?
Yeah, 晴れ男と聞いたことないので、I've never heard the expression 晴れ男。So I must be...雨男。
ああ、そうなんだ。皆さんは何男ですか?何女ですか?
So, which are you? Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
雨
Rain
雨雨
Next
降る
To fall, as in rain, snow, to precipitate.
降る降る
Next
晴れる
To clear up, to be sunny.
はれる、晴れる。
Next.
思う。
To think, to feel.
思う、思う。
Next.
頼りない。
Weak, unreliable, undependable.
頼りない、頼りない。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word is 雨。
Rain. Here's something that's a little tricky. Ame is a noun. So if you want to say it rains or it will rain, you say?
Ame ga furu.
Furu means to precipitate, to fall. So ame ga furu literally means rain precipitates or rain falls. But this is equivalent to rain in English.
そうですね。That's right. Yuki is snow. So to snow is雪が降る。
It snows, or it will snow. Let's introduce another weather-related verb.
晴れる。
To be cleared up, to be sunny. Can we have a sample sentence?
朝、雨が降りますが、午後から晴れます。
It will rain in the morning, but it will be sunny in the afternoon. Now, Naomi-sensei, before I said there was something tricky. So when you talk about rain, there's 雨が降る, but... Usually people just say, 雨です。
そうですね。
or in informal situations, 雨だ。
State of being raining.
すごい雨。すごい雪。とかね。
Yes, and this is one that's really kind of tough to translate into English.
そう、私もね、when I studied English, the usage of rain was so difficult.
And that's because of the way Japanese is structured. 雨が降る。Terrain, that means, that whole thing means terrain.
I remember that I kept saying, rain is falling, or snow is falling.
Yeah, when you wanted to say, it's raining.
So, 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 it's snowing. で、speaking of rain, it's 雨, not 雨.
So, you start out high and you go low.
そうです。雨。
雨。
Right.
The other way,
雨
is a candy.
Right.
雨。雨。
Perfect.
All right. I'm finally getting the hang of this pitch accent.
よかったです。
On to the grammar point for this lesson. The focus of this lesson is talking about what one thinks will happen using informal speech plus
と思う。
Now, to is a quotation marker, which is used at the end of a quoted sentence. 思う means to think, and it's classified as a class one verb. So when you have the quotation marker to plus
思う,
it means to think what the subject thinks.
そうですね。I think that, ba 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 ba.
Can we have an example?
ママは晴れると思う。
Mom thinks it will be sunny. Let's break it down.
ママは。
Mom plus the topic marking particle.
晴れる。
To be clear, to be sunny.
と。
Quotation particle.
思う。
To think. So, Mama thinks it will be sunny. Now, in this sentence, Kitty is referring to herself as?
ママ。
So, it means...I think it'll be sunny when we translate it into English.
私は such and such と思う is I think that such and such.
Now, please note that the part that comes before to, the quotation marker, that should be in informal Japanese. For example, the previous sentence, ママは晴れますと思う is incorrect.
ダメですね。You can't use must or des ending sentence before a quotation.
Informal plus to.Informal plus to. Definitely remember that one. Let's illustrate with an example. How do you say it will rain in informal speech?
雨が降る。
How do you say I think it will rain?
私は雨が降ると思う。
Now, if you want to say this politely, of course it would be?
私は雨が降ると思います。
Remember, the last verb of the sentence dictates the politeness level.
そうですね。
So even if you're in a really super formal situation, remember, it's the last verb. Don't be tempted to change the verb that comes before to to make it polite. Remember, the last verb makes it polite. Okay, let's go back to this lesson story. お父さんは結婚式に行くでしょうか?
どうだろうな。行くと思いますよ。I think he'll go to the wedding.
それから明日は晴れると思います。Happy ending だと思います。
So, you think he's going to go, and you think it's going to be?
Sunny.
And you also think it will be?
Happy ending.
どう思います? You don't like happy ending.
明日ですね。お父さんは行かないと思います。それから雨が降ると思います。それから happy ending ではないと思います。
皆さんはどう思いますか?それじゃあまた。
とうとう、明日は結婚式ね。
うん。ねえ、ママ、明日、雨が降ると思う?
ママは晴れると思う。大丈夫、大丈夫。ママは晴れ女。パパも晴れ男よ。
でも、私は雨女よ。春也も雨男。ねえ、ママは、明日、パパが結婚式に来ると思う?
出席すると思う。さっき、結婚式用の靴を磨いてたわ。
そう。よかった。ねえ、ママ、春也をどう思う?
最初は、弱くて、頼りない人だと思ったけど、今はとても強い人だと思う。いい人だと思うわ。大丈夫よ。 心配しないで。